So I need
help. Are we back on? Okay.
So we're officially back in open session. And I need help identifying, Bill, the language that we are going to be acting on.
Believe that you have a recommendation in front of you that says the administration recommends the board authorize the superintendent to execute the successor collective bargaining agreement between the Everett Education Association and the United Teachers of Everett and Everett School District Number 2, which comprises the changes that we presented you this evening and all of the other language that has not been changed.
So to get this on the floor, can we have a motion to approve this recommendation?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
And discussion?
Just want to thank both sides of the team, teachers bargaining in good faith, and our team of administrators and negotiators on behalf of the school district. Very pleased that we have this early agreement. It will help us move forward in the hard work that we do every day on behalf of our students. So I'm very excited about it.
Any comments?
I don't think I can say anything, can I? That's the only reason why I'm not.
I would also say thank you to all the teams, and it's wonderful to have an agreement this early and enable us to plan and proceed and move forward.
I would make two comments. One is I'm exceedingly pleased that we've been able to add a day of education for our kids in this coming year and 2 days in the year to come. That's a critical element, I think, in elevating the outcomes that we are striving to achieve. That's a lot of hours of kid time in classrooms and in education. And secondly, this allows us to set the calendar for the next 2 years and to get over the angst and uncertainty and to focus on the important work of planning a good program for our kids for the next fall and for the 2 years to come. The economy is not going to rebound quickly. We know that now. We got a lot of work to do to cope with a challenging legislative session next year and the so-called financial cliff that we're going to undoubtedly have to contend with next year. And this allows us the ability to focus our energies and attention on those priority tasks, including updating our strategic plan in this coming year. So I think it's absolutely marvelous to have reached this at this point. And in addition, I think the improving labor relations environment is a very positive element of this. That to have an agreement this early demonstrates ability on or commitment on both sides to work together in good faith. So we are ready for a vote. I'm going to ask for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Abstentions?
I have to abstain.
One abstention.
Duly note the reason.
Yes.
Thanks.
So that would be
four yes, no zero, no zero no's, and no. One abstention.
Thank you.
Board Member Russell abstains. We've done our board comments, so we are now complete with all of the items except for 10, which is an executive closed session.
Can you
for
wait
the
just
review of the performance of a public employee?
Can you give me just 1 second? I need to put something into the record here, and I need to make good on my commitment to communicate.
Want to tell us what you're doing?
I'm communicating. Yes. That you have. I committed to communicate for you, so I'm texting that you have ratified 401.
All right. Let it be launched.
Yes, thank you. So I want to make sure that the record shows that we communicated that to our association leadership right away.
Okay, good. Good deal. Should be smiles all the way around.
High fives, everyone.
Good job, everybody.
So we're going to recess into an executive session, which will begin at 7:15 and is expected to last for 60 minutes.
That's right.
Is that what you're...
An hour.
Thank you, everyone.